Thank you, Co-Chair. Slovenia aligns itself with the EU statement. In my national capacity, I would like to add that Slovenia has a long-standing commitment to the advancement of the rights of minorities. Slovenia is well aware of the challenges we face in the process of integrating minorities and the obstacles to the social and economic participation of persons belonging to minorities. In the efforts to achieve more inclusive societies, Slovenia acts through legal and structural approaches, addressing the systemic challenges that minority groups might face. Our constitution guarantees a significant degree of autonomy and political representation to Italian and Hungarian national communities and Roma. Members of the Italian and Hungarian national communities are represented at the municipal level and in the National Assembly, elected by minority voters. Roma have the right to elect their representative in the municipality councils, where Romas are traditionally settled. Our third national program of measures for Roma for the period 2021-2030 includes measures on education, employment, social care, health, housing, and fight against anti-Gypsyism and discrimination. Finally, we are well aware that on a global level we need to step up efforts to address the rights, representation, and well-being of minority groups worldwide. We hope this forum can be one of the spaces to foster open dialogue. I thank you.